We left off with a statement of the Rosh. That the Rosh said that Tosfos was giving terutzim to his kasha on the Tzad HaShoveh. How do you have a case of shor bershus that's chayiv? Isn't shor always, according to the Manda Amr that says Tana shor l'raglo, isn't shor by definition always going to be shor shaloi bershus? It's always going to be in the shus anizak, bir b'steyacher. So yesterday we had a lot of lumdis, right? Koira versus Hataza, Koichai, Reb Chaim, Reb Meir Simcha, Gvaldik. Then the Rosh says a statement. Where am I, Ryan? Chess?
Sorry.
Where's the Lashon of...
Further down.
Lahavakasha. Yeah, where is that?
Couple lines towards the end.
Toward before Simon B's?
Towards first column, couple lines before the end of the column.
Oh, yeah. Whose grammar am I using? Felder? Not Felder. Avahaloy Avakasha. Tzach in your midterm. Avahaloy Avakasha. No, seriously, he deserves it. Avahaloy Avakasha.
It's fine.
It is?
No, Jamie, we took the midterm already.
This is the final?
Maybe.
Really?
End of the semester.
Now?
Oh. Oh. Never mind. But you meant like on the Gemara final.
I love your Tmimuskai. It's good Shema. Avalhoyo, Avalhoyo, Avakoshe, Avalhoyo, Avakoshalu, Hechi Alfinan Miregul, Lechaivin, Rishus Arabim. Tosfos was asking the details, the description. Is it really accurate that shor is chayiv birshus? Isn't it always only shalai birshus, the tzad hashaveh, mala bor shalai birshus, mala shor shekein birshus? That's what Tosfos was bothered by. So Tosfos says it's not true. Shor, according to by regel, if you hold shor as regel, it's always going to be shalai b'rishus. It's always going to be b'rishus anizak. So Tosfos is not shver. Why? Hataza. Right, and that was the popol from yesterday. Hataza, Kaira, Rush, Riff, Rashba, right? Reb Chaim. It's a song. It's a song. Abruzak the Rush. Sometimes you get so lost in the details. Dr. Rush, what wasn't Tosfos bothered by? Tosfos wasn't bothered by Akasha that you guys should have asked 2.5 weeks ago when we started the sugya. What does this mean, Hatzad HaShavah Shavahen? Basically, there's a big yisayid, and it applies to me. I'm talking to myself right now. Sometimes in life, you'll be so orangutan in the sugi, which is a gavaldika thing. You'll be so involved that like someone from the outside, like let's say you have like a father-son learning, whatever, or someone comes in like, you know, who's not been so involved in the sugi, and just asks like a basic kasha, and you're just like, you feel like, oh my gosh, I've been wasting my time. Like that's so elementary and so yusaitistic. That's what this rush is doing in our sugi. We're so orangutan in like, Aish, and like what happens if you have a Bora Miskalgil, and what are you chayiv for it, and what happens, is it Shalei Bershus, is it Bershus, is it and Avno Sakino Maso, and Koyach HaKamurubo, and is it Aish Mishma Moina, is it Mishma Mishma Chitzav, is it, what in the world is this Tzad HaShoveh about? Let me ask you a basic kasha. I just became from yesterday, but the rabbi told me that when it comes to mazikin, when it comes to the arba avos mazikin, that right, that's the mission that you're learning. So there's different categories. The rabbi said. The rabbi said that there's bor that's putter on kalim and there's shor that's chayiv on kalim. So what happens when you have the combo platter? What happens when you have a tzad HaShoveh Shabbat that you've been talking about for the last 2 weeks? What's going to be the basic halacha? What's the bezdin, the guys with the fracks and the beards? What are they going to paskin in such a shaila when Kalim get huzak?
And you're like sitting there like, oh yeah, that's actually a good question. I have no idea what the answer is. That's what the Rosh just said. Haloi havakashile. Taisus is never bothered by that. What was Taisus about? Taisus was bothered with much deeper things. Is it really Shalei Brishus? How do we analyze this conceptually? What's the word? What's the din on Kalim? Posh pshat. Every single case. I want to go through every Tzad HaShavah. What do we have so far, Rabbi Say Tzad HaShavahs? We have Poskim Biboseim. We have the drains. We have what else? Avno Sakino Maso. Shinichim, right? Bor Miskalgel. And now we have what? And now we have the last one, which we're doing Kaisel Ve'ilin Shenaflu, right? We have four different options in the Amoraim of Tzad HaShavahs, right? So Taka, what's the din if you break my phone with that? What's the din?
Hi.
So says the Rosh, Halay Avakashalei to Taisus. That was not bothering Taisus. And Rush says, I'll explain to you why.
You need Tosos to get to the sin, though.
Says... I'm not trying to, like, rip on Tosos here. Like, I need Tosos. Like, yes, the Shir is valid. It's Geshmak. We had a good time. Enoch Nami. But, like, the Rush is just pointing out, Tosos was never bothered by this. Let me explain to you why Tosos was never bothered by this. Says the Rush, I'll explain to you why. Because at the end of the day, what does the Rush say, Rabbi Yisai? Bottom line, what are these things, Rabbi Yisai? What is Davov Amid Aleph, says the Rosh? If you have one word that you want to explain and describe the Tzad HaShavah Shebehens, what are they, says the Rosh? Rabbi Yisai, give me the word that I'm looking for.
Iker?
What?
Iker?
No, what?
Iker?
No.
Karen?
What does the Rosh say? I don't want to give it away. What did you just say?
Four.
Thank you, Moshe. Four. Iker dummi labor. Essentially, what is it, says the Rush?
Bork.
It's bork. They're all bork. So Mamela says the Rush, Halei Avakashalu. That never bothered me. Obviously, they're going to be putter on what? Yeah. On Caleb. In every single case of the Tzad HaShavahs, of Kaisa Ve'ilon, of Poskim Biboseim, of Bora Miskalgil, fundamentally, what are they? They're a bore. But the Rush is masculine. But that's his opinion. But there were Yesh Min HaGdoilim that disagreed with this Mahalach. And learnt Vav Amid Aleph, learnt the Tzad HaShavahs, the Seifa of the Mishnah, our Gemara, that is actually, Rabbi Yisai, we have one more sugya, is concluding the first Limud of Baba Kama, Rabbi Yisai. Mazel Tov, we should have a CM actually after this. I would really be into that because it's Mamash Two Dots. We're about to start Meitav, which is a brand new Yisoid in Baba Kama. This is the last sugya. Mamish, you guys uncovered every ditch, every bore, every even. And Amir Tashem, you should go weiter, Rabbi Yisai, Be'iyun Rav, which I have so much simcha for you that you were able to do that, Rabbi Yisai. Turning over every stone and rock, says the Yesh Min HaGdolim, no, you learned the Tzad HaShavah wrong. Lamaisa, the Gemara says that in some ways it's poor, but in other ways it's what?
Sure.
It's sure. Or it's Aish, right? No, at the end of the day, it's all board. It's all shore and board, right?
No, depends on which side.
Or Miskalgil.
Avno Sakino
is Aish.
Avno Sakino is Aish and board. So fundamentally, Rabbi Yisai, say that the Aish Min HaGdolim, it's got to take on the attributes of both. Meaning what? Yeah, you'll be potter on Kalim, I'm asking because it needs bor. But what would be on what, Rabbi Yisai? What would be the din on a
sure.
Tumun by Avno Sakino Maso?
It's Asher.
What?
Remember, Asher Potter.
Asher Potter. So you'd be potter on Talmud. Whereas according to the Rosh, you'd be chayev, because it's bor. So the Eish Ben Agdoilim had a totally different mahalach. Just pasha pshat, Rabbi said, this is Gemara, this is before Rashi. This is just like, what does the Tzad HaShaveh mean? This is the guy that comes in on a Sunday morning and be like, hey, tell me, or like Friday night, hey, tell me what you're learning about. So you start telling them the Pilpul and the Tzad HaShaveh and places, Bor Miskalgon or Shimon Shkops. And you say the Shmuser Shmuz about the Takalas and versus Ashes and all the Torah in the world are based on its Geshmak. And then this guy says and be like, hey, so yeah, so what would be the din on Tamun? That's Machloikis, the Yeshim Nagadoilim, and the Rush. What is the definition, the basics of the Tzad HaShav? That's in the Rush, right? Everyone saw that, Rabbi Yisai? That's just like the Pashat, the ABCs, before you get to Gemara Rashi, Rabbi Yisai. This is like before Shana Aleph. This is like to get into the Yeshiva, right? You just have to know, what is the Tzad HaShav? Don't even see what Rashi says. What's the Tzad HaShav? What's going on over here? What's going to be the din in these cases? What am I comparing them to? What did Gemara mean when it says Shor and Bor and Eish? What did that Gemara mean? Now the Kasha is, Rabbi Yisai. And the Rosh is being medayik, by the way, that Tosfos sides with him. Mishum deloy have a kasha lay. But now the kasha is what? What are they arguing about? Now we go back to Lomdus world. Now we take the ha'ara of that guy. Hey, that was actually interesting. I didn't think about that. And now on the books, we see that the Rosh and the Yeshman and Gdom actually debated this issue. But now I want to know, fundamentally, what are they debating about? Why is it that the Rishonim have two entirely different perspectives of Lamaisa, the psak, of what this Tzad HaShav is going to create? So that's where we're holding right now. Maybe.
So Rebbe said the Rosh holds that it's all
Bor. It's all going to follow the Dino of Bor, right? Exactly.
Then,
the Yesh Ben Agdoilim disagree.
Yeah, but isn't the whole purpose of Tzad HaShav is that it's a combo
platter? So ABS, well, how does the Rosh get away with this? AB intuitively thinks that the Yesh Ben Agdoilim make more sense. If I need the other Malamed, if I need a combination, so then how could I ignore their attributes, their characteristics? It's like, don't abuse me. Don't like, you know, take my money and then just like spit in my face. If you need me, so then you should be machshav me.
From the other side, it's not the Rosh. How are they? I understand that they're all going to be masking that there's Bor included, no matter if it's Bor in Asher or Bor in Shor. There is still Bor included. So we were assuming that within if it's Bor in Esh, we're going to use that scenario, that if it's a case of Talmud, we're automatically going to be Potter because there's Esh or Potter in Talmud.
Or the Esh Ben Agdoilim.
But why are, like, yeah, there's your Potter in Esh because of Talmud, but there's also Bor involved in it. So how do we quantify, like, what is stronger than the other if it's, like...
It's not a shard. You'd also be Potter in Kalim, which Esh is Chayah for.
I'm saying, but like, when you have both, how are you quantifying which one's more than the other? If one of them is pushing you to Potter and one of them is pushing you to Chayah, How do you determine what if you're going to be chayav or potter if it's both of them?
He's saying, why do you automatically assume potter?
Why are you automatically potter by Talmud because there's Esh attached to it?
Say
there's also Bor included to it too.
Ira, the simplest way to respond to your question is that it's meaning you're assuming it is a Bor. So Bor is Mechayiv in such a matzav. But it's not a Bor. It's not a full Bor. So it can't get to the mahalach of what bor is mechayev. It can't get to the mahalach of bor. Meaning you're saying, yeah, but it's a bor, so therefore it should follow the rule, regular rules and regulations of bor. And bor would be mechayev this thing. But bor is not mechayev this thing. If it was classic bor, so then we would follow, so then it would be a...
No, I know it's not classic bor.
No, so Mimela, the fact that it's not classic bor, so bor doesn't speak to this thing
it's
in totality.
Not classic ish.
Exactly.
So then,
so it's
bor-
only from the combination of the both, and therefore it follows both
either.
No,
but I'm saying, it's not classic, just as it's not
you're
classic
looking
bor,
at
it's not
it,
classic ish.
But you're looking at it, you're looking at it as what offsets the tour of Talmud is the mechayiv of bor.
Possibly, yeah.
But it's not a bor.
It's also not ish.
But the point is it's not a bor. You don't have that mechayev unless it's a classic bor. I can't coexist in the world of bor without my attribute of ish.
And you're also assuming that the p'tor exists because of ish. Just as we're not assuming the mechayev of bor, we also can't assume the p'tor of ish.
So I think what Ari is hitting on is a very important question, which is gets to our next stage, I say, which is really the brisker of. And we can continue this. What Rabbi Yisai comes along the Brisker Rav and he wants to understand what's the nature of this machlekes, the Rush and the Ish Magnus. Says the Brisker Rav, there is something that we learned on Daf Beis Amid Beis, Rabbi Yisai. When the Gemara went on a Shakla Vitaria and said, Ar Todo Sein Kayoitze Behen, Ar Todo Sein Lav Kayoitze Behen, they're told to say exactly parallel to the others. Are they not parallel to the others? What was that discussion about? Rabbi Yisai? Forget what toldos we're talking about and what the missing entity until the Gemara actually gets to a final discussion of tzurus of Rav Papa. L'inyan, what was the Gemara discussing Tol Dosein?
What's the point of technical?
Are we chayiv?
Are we like? Is it the same? Like, if something's a told of this, are you chayiv? Like on the same type of thing?
So the way I would summarize what Weiser is saying is lehil chosayim to the details.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there any other possibility, Rabbi Yisai?
It's a
market.
It's brand new.
What?
It's chayiv for a
market. Meaning, what are you saying?
Meaning,
what word am I looking for, Rabbi Yisai? That Rashi says.
Only.
Absolutely not. No, you didn't. Where's the Rashi, Rabbi Yisai?
Hachamai.
Yeah. So what's the word I'm looking for in that Rashi, Rabbi Yisai?
Kealos.
No, wait, am I mixing them up?
I don't think there's a word. No, it's not in Rashi.
Ah, no, there is a word. No. No. What's the word I'm looking for in that Rashi, Rabbi Yisai? You got the right Rashi. No. How about yell at every word of the Rashi?
That's what I'm trying to do.
I know. Schultz, what's the word I'm looking for? Read the Rashi. What's the focal point of the suffix of the Gemara? Hachamai.
Why do we have I said every word.
Yeah, I think you got it, but I'm not saying you're right.
Hazik.
No.
No.
Thank you. What did Libby just say?
Yeah, but that was
never just
single.
I need to understand your English in order to say you're right. What did Libby just say, everybody say? What's the suffix of the Gemara?
Mishalim.
Whereas the Riff understands the suffix of the Gemara. Of Toldos saying Kayotze Behem or not Kayotze Behem? Why do we want to know if Toldos are like Avos or not? Lehil Choseihen. For the Dinim. For the Halachas. So to Brisker Rav, that Machloikis Rashi in the Rif, Brisker Rav is Mechadish.
That machloikis Rashi and the Rif about how to understand the basics of Baba Kama of Bezim and Bez Tol Dosein Kayoitzben or Lav Kayoitzben, is it Leinian Tashlumen or is it Inyan Leilchosein? Is the same machloikis, the Rosh and the Yeshman Agdoilim and the Avav and Aleph, how to read a piece of Gemara on the Avav? What is the basics of the Tzad HaShoveh? What do you assume before you get to the first day of school and you're all nervous and you're about to learn Baba Kama with me and you want to know what is your Svarach Yitzayna before you learn Baba Kama? Is everything Chayiv? Are all Mazikin Chayiv? And a Vadi you have to pay? And now we just have to search through details to learn what? To learn certain what? Dinim, certain Turim? That Aish is putter on Tomlin, that Bor is putter on Kalim. That Shor has got to be Dark to Lahazik. All of those halachas. Karen is Chatinezek, Tom. If it falls into those Arba Ovis, so now there's a lot of details that are discussed and associated with these Mazikin. Aber what? Aber Avada, it's Chayiv. Aber Avada, Mazik has to pay. And they're just specific details that the Torah delineated legabi the Arba Ovis Nezikin. Or no. Or no. Arba Ovis Nezikin is what? Is the Machayev. And in order to what? To get these guys to have to pay Tashlumin in the world of Nezikin, I have to find them what? I have to find them homes. I have to find them Ovis. What? Says Rashi. Inyan l'shalim. Do I have to pay or do I not have to pay? Am I now being mechadish tashlumin ezikin? That if it doesn't find a home, it's not going to be chayef.
Moreover,
Aboisai.
What? That's exactly the same.
Moreover, Aboisai. Here's the shaila that AB's raising. What happens if it's not exactly the same? What happens if you have a what? If you have an androgynous. You have a beryah bifnei atzma. You have a zach, that's what? It's nishtahin and it's nishtahir. It's a what? It's a gemara and a vavum and aleph. It's a tzad ha-shovish of a head. In some ways it's like Aish, and in some ways it's like Bor. In some ways it's like Shor, and in some ways it's like Bor. What's the din? Zok de Gemara, I learned it through a Tzad HaShoveh. Loi Rizeh, Krizeh. Loi Rizeh, Shabor, Shalei Bershus. Shor Yoichiyah, Shaveh Bershus. Loi Rizeh, what? What's Aish? She, Darko, Yilelech, Lohazik. That's the flow of the Gemara. That's the song on Daf Vav. Everybody, so you sing it. You sing it at night. Yeah, you sing it when you're going on the treadmill. Daf Vav and Aleph. Bor Yochiyah, Shor Yochiyah, Bor Yochiyah. Come on, Larry Zek. Come on, it's a good song. $20 for a guy who makes up a song for Daf Vav and Aleph and teaches the world a song. I'll give $20.
Hold on.
Make a song, Rabbi said. Make a song. Emes. I'm telling you, Rabbi said, this is the way to become learning, is to look at it as a song. There is no other reason why the Torah says, Kisvu lachem es ashir azois. That's pshat! Kisvu lachem es ashir azois. It's a song! And Balei HaTosis asked, that's an awkward note! That was off key! That doesn't make sense, Rabbi said, the mashal is Emes. That mashal is emes. I'm going to Shemayim with that mashal. I am going to get guys to learn with that mashal. Because you know how to sing. You know how to go like this in Shana Aleph. And you want to get carried away with the niggin. Come on. Don't mean
that. What happened?
What did that mean?
What am I saying? It's emes. It's a song. Life's a song. Chas is a song, and you gotta catch on when the note is off.
That was an amazing song. What was it? I'm a Jew. What?
Shalom.
That's a Jew. That's a Jew. That's
Rabbi said.
Don't be mistaken.
Ah, schmuck. Andy, there's no one better than you. Mamish. Emes. Ah. The reason I keep on laughing is because I keep on picturing him on purr. But Rabbi said that's what it is. Song and Dap Bavim Rav. Lo Rizek, Rizek, Lo Rizek, Rizek. Just do it while you're walking. Just do it while you're walking. Say the Shachar Tar. Rabbi said, back to our sugya. That's exactly what says the Brisker of the Rosh and the Yeshman HaGdoilim were saying. The Yeshman HaGdoilim were saying, I don't have a mazik over here. I don't have a chiyuv tashlumin over here. I don't have anything to play with over here. Unless I what? Unless I get a home. Yeah, but it doesn't really fit into that home. So I can get another home. Lo rizek, 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 rizek. And now they can what? They can plug in. And they can create a new mechayiv. But what is essentially the Yeshman HaGdoilim saying is Zok the Brisker of? Before these mechayivim, before these homes, these guys were homeless. These guys didn't exist. They didn't make it to Baba Kama. They're garnished until I find them somewhere to be. Im Kain, Rabbosai, you better take seriously what? Every detail about their home. Every detail about their father. Every detail about those that are bringing them in and that are plugging them into the Machayev. And therefore, if Esha is going to be Potter on Tumen, you better betcha that these guys are going to be Potter on Tumen. Because Tumen is what's getting them to be here. With a combination of Bor. And that's exactly what Avi was assuming. That until I have these Melamdin, until I have these Avos that work together within Davavim and Aleph for Atzad HaShovah Shebehen, Rabbi Yisai, I don't have anything to work with. It's not existing, Rabbi Yisai, until that comes in. Eish and Bor and Shor and Bor is now creating a new mazik that's chayav l'tashlumin. But Rabbi Yisai says the Brisker of the Rosh held not like that. The Rosh held, you know what you need? You know why you need the Dalet of us mazik and Rabbi Yisai? All you need it for is what? Is what?
Teach
you the dinim. Is to just teach you details. Is to tell you, by the way, there are a few things that have some quasi-abnormal halachas. So we just want to know which one they're more similar to. Yeah, it's true the Rosh is going to answer to AB. Over here, it's not a classic Bor. Because the only way it got to be a Bor is because a Koach HaMarubo pushed it there. Because there was something that actually was needed in order to make it what? Plug it back into a Bor. But fundamentally, Rabbi said, when I want to look at the gist of things, when I want to understand which category should it follow, it got me the details. Says the Dor, dummy la Bor. Fundamentally, it's a Bor. If fundamentally it's a Bor, so then I'm not bothered by the fact that it's not following all the halachos, because I need to look at what it's more similar to, legabe what? Legabe the details. Because the Rosh is assuming, says the Brisker Rav, that this is not what creates it to be a mazik. It's just, once it's a mazik, is it similar to any one of these categories that have certain halachos? And all I needed, the Eish, or the other Av HaNezek, to add something here to be is to just get it to be a classic Bor. Because in one area it was just dissimilar. But fundamentally, even before I started the Tzad HaShavah, Rabbi Yisai, all of these things were what, according to the Rosh? They were mazik. They were mazik, and now I just put it into a classic, into a category, legabi certain details, legabi certain dina. Wherever Rabbi Yisai. This is a geshmak amon. Because we learned this Brisker Rav before. We even said more on this Brisker Rav, that I said a chiddush Rabbi Yisai based on this Brisker Rav, that it might have nafkaminas legabi chi of lotzei sidei shemayim in situations where you're going to be Potter. If you remember, Rabbi Yisai, discussed the Shaila, what happens if you have an Eish, that Taman, would you be Chayiv, Latzis Deshamayim, after the Torah Pottered you? Maybe that is dependent on what my Svara Chitzayna was before these Dinim, before these Ptur. That was what I said on a Thursday in Gluck, if you remember. kedarkenu b'kodesh. Rabbi said, what?
So I think I have a room.
No, I was just saying it was a Glock one. It made sense that it was a Glock one, yeah. Rabbi Sai, so I said it could be, one could suggest the Chiddush, that maybe whether or not you're being Chayav Lotz Tzidish Shemayim, even when the Torah potted you, like Eish Baitalman, could be what is my Svar Chitzonah, and was I Chayav to begin with, or was the Torah being Mechayav me, and I don't have anything until the Torah fits into one of these categories. Rabbi Sai, listen to now, something I just said to Shaffel in the morning, Seder. Listen to what this Sugi is, Rabbi Sai. Now it's not just like a brisker rov that like happened to have like been relevant, one of the Maram HaKoyimus, Rabbi Yisai. Now it's part of my family. Now it's actually, this is something that I've shaychus to. Because guess what? I don't understand the basics of the Avavim and Aleph, which is my daf, until I understand this fundamental yisoy of Meseches Bokam and Halodov Rabbi Yisai, the Hashkacha Protus, that the end of the first major chaticha of Baba Kam. Coming on to Vava Mabez at the end of Kaisov Yilam, before we start, the Sugas of Meitav. Now introduces the Machloikas, the Rosh and the Yagdish Menagdoyim, the Brisker Rav, which now gives a what? A Havana in the entire Limud of the whole year. Of what is Baba Kam? Of what are Dalet Ovas Nezik? Brisker Rav, this is like the sheer psicha to Baba Kama, Rabbi Yisai. Halavai, we should be able to tap into time, that we should go back with all the Yisaitis we built, and now start over the Masechta, start over the first day of the Zman, and now have a different Havan, a different way of chewing up that Brisarav than we did in the first year. Now, we actually could relate much more to the Gemaras. It wasn't just a number on the Maram HaKoymas that I had to see the Gemara Davo. That's my Sugya. That's my song. That's what I exercise to. That's what I'm singing when I'm driving on the highway and there's traffic. Lo rizek rizek. Rabbi said, I challenge you. Someone, make a song, put it up online. $20. $20. Just do it.
Why is the ref lead out from on the attack according to Brisker Rav?
What does that have to do with the Brisker Rav? There's a din of... First of all, you're assuming like the Shilta Gibar. Who's... The Shilta Gibarim was the only one who said that the Rif was paskening against that Gemara. We explained yesterday up here at Chaim that the Rif wasn't paskening like that. Ignoring it. So you're asking within the Shilta Gibarim, yeah.
If we say that, I don't fully remember, but I thought we said that in the Sugya by Hakamah that the Rif held.
The Rif held against Rashi and held that it's Legabi Dinim, right?
Right. So if he held Dinim, why would he feel the need to get rid of the Gemara?
Why would he? The Shilta Gibarim held that would be that since it's Ur Chayhu, that's one of the dinim of Regal, so it's not true. There's a Machlokes Hasukkos. It's a problem.
So why does the Rif not bring it down?
That the Shilta Gibarim says he paskins against it. I don't understand your question, Jeremy.
Didn't we say though on that sugya that the Brisker Rav like it's greater than giving the Rosh so well?
Yeah. Everybody said this is the Brisker Rav's Bahalik, but there are kama kashas. I'm not getting into the kashas right now. We asked, I think, like three or four different kashas. In the Olam HaYeshivas, there's a lot of Achronim that have trouble with the Brisker Rav, but that is the Brisker Rav's Mahalik. So just I wanted to just present it in terms of this Rosh. Because this was a very important insight in the way he understood the Tzad HaShabbos. Yeah, 100%. Rabbi Yisai, we're going to go back to the base Medrash. We're going to start the next sugya, Rabbi Yisai, and then we're going to have a short shir after the beginning of the next sugya.